So as we mentioned, that today is the Yahrzeit to the Chayzer from the Blinz, Chus Yagin Alino. Makes this day bittersweet. Spoke about once before about the connection to Shabbos Chazon and the Chayzer. Repairing broken eyes. I'll share with you a story that I heard from my Rebbe, Shlita. And it's brought down here in this Sefer Ma'aseh Tzaddikim, a slightly different version in some of the Pratim. But Benkach u Benkach. Get the idea. You may be aware that the first Rebbe, I can't say Satmer because he didn't stam from Satmer, the Yismach Moshe, he began his life as a misnagate, as somebody who was not nisgarf to the way of the Baal Shem. And his daughter, Maras Chana, married the great tzaddik, the Ari de Be'eloi. He was from the Talmidim of the Chayzer from Lublin. He was not particularly happy about this, the Yismach Moshe. And especially from the fact that the Ari de Be'eloi would be Mesacher in the Zmanim, which we know was the practice of many of the Tzaddikim. And he pleaded with the Ari de Be'eloi that he forgo his being a Talmid to the Chayzer from Lublin. And of course, the Ari de Be'eloi was not willing to let go of that. And he made a deal. He was able to strike a deal with his father-in-law, Yismach Moshe, and he said to him as follows. He says, if you come once to Lublin, and you meet the Chayzer, and afterwards you feel that you don't want to have anything to do with him, and you feel the same way about me, then I will be masking. And so it was arranged that Yismach Moshe would go to visit the Chayzer with Ari de Be'eloi, with the son-in-law. And on his way, he thought to himself that either he would ask the Rebbe this, or these were just thoughts which were running through his mind at the time. He was thinking to himself, how could it be that the Chassidim, that they live their lives with such simcha all the time? It's a halach in Shulchan Aruch that every Yorei Shamayim has to be meitzar v'doeg al ha-churban, that he has to be concerned about the churban. So this was a kasha which was bothering him, and his whole life, in stories about the Yisbach Moshe, how he was a person who was very much mesabel on Tzion v'Yerushalayim. And this bothered him very much. And on his way, now again, this is one of the variations, either he was mespalel that Hashem should show him the answer now, or he was just thinking that, this question. And another thing which crossed his mind was that which Chazal told us, Habolatayim Messiah Noisai. Why does it say Messiah Noisai, Belashan Rabin, that they help him? If a person has a Siyata Dishmaya, I should say Messiah Noisai, that Hashem helps him. So finally he comes to Lublin, and he enters into the room of the Chayzer. And the Chayzer greets the Yismach Moshe, and he takes a look at the face of the Yismach Moshe, and he says to him, he says, why do you look so down? He says, although it says in Shulchan Aruch that every Yorei Shamayim has to be meitzar v'doeg on the Churban, he says, I mekayim that which it says in Chovos HaLevavos about a chassid tzahalasa b'fanav, that on his face he shows happiness, but inside his heart he's in misabu b'avelos. He says, believe me, we say Tikkun Chatzais here, and we say it with a passion, with a heart. But Apapichin, we say it b'simcha too. That a Jew has to know how to balance the world of Bechia, and also how to live a life b'simcha. He says, we learned this from my Rebbe, from the Rav Shmelka from Nikolsburg, that he gave a mashal of a king who was taken captive. And then he finds a friend he's able to get away and he finds a friend that he's able to find escape and a safe haven there. And when he sees the king, on the one hand, he's very sad. He's very sad to see the king in such a matzah. But on the other hand, he's very happy that the king is with him. And he's staying with him. So he said, the choyza to the Yisbach Moshe, so too by us, the shechinah is begalus and we cry. But me'idach gisa, we're very happy that the shechinah is in galus, but the shechinah is with us. And this is one of the differences in the way that it was told to me by my Rebbe and the way it's brought down here. But he goes ahead and he tells them, with this we can understand Pshat and Chazal, Habalatar Messiah Noisai. That it really should say Messiah Noisai, but it says Messiah Noisai. The way that it's brought down here is that a person needs a lot of Siyata Deshmaya to understand this inyan. Whether that it means that a person needs a Rebbe, that he needs somebody who can attach himself, who can teach him to, that Hashem wants that there should be many siyuas in Avodas Hashem. Now, you can imagine that when the Yismach Moshe heard this, became a chassid right away of the Chayza from Lublin. He was very happy to have such a son-in-law, the Ayid of Eloi. He never left the side of the Chayza his whole life. That in passing, we see from the teaching here of the Chayza from Lublin to the Yismach Moshe, an inyan of what it means by a chassid, the derech in the avodas Hashem to be mesavel on the tzar shechina. That it's not completely dark. That of course there's a tzar and there's an avelus, that the melech is captive, that the melech is outside of his palace, that he's been banished from his home, and he's on the run. But it's a gevaldige simcha for us to know that Hashem is very close to us, that He finds refuge by us. That Hashem says to Bnei Yisrael, "Ima enaychi b'tzara." That was a tremendous nechama from Yirmiyahu Hanavi when he saw the Merkava. That Shechinta is with us b'galusa. Chazal tell us that after Mincha and Tisha B'Av, it's already the Nechama is kicking in. We don't sit Kinas anymore, we don't sit on the floor anymore. Or Metzap El Yeshua. On the other hand, we can explain this based on the words of the Chayza. But the first half of the day is the fact that we're Mesabel, that the king is in Galus, that the king is outside of his home and he's on the run. That's the tsar and the avelus which we feel. But yet that tsar and avelus doesn't permeate the entire day. We say by chatzais that the day is nechza, that it's cut in half. But the second part of the day is the part of the day where we find some simcha in the day. And that simcha is not something which is foreign. We're not searching outside of the avelus, chas v'shalom, because it's asher l'hasiach das min avelus the entire day. But there's something which is surfacing in the Avelus now. That within that darkness there's a light which is shining, that we're able to see with the more of a clarity what it means, the whole inyan of Shechinta Begalusa, that he's not just in Golus somewhere out there. That the Shechinta is Begalusa amongst his people. And that's a gevaldik simcha for us. And this was the way of all the tzaddikim. Rav Naftali Rav Shitzer, he said the same thing. And on the one hand, there is a Tsar HaShechina, that the Shechina is in Golus, but after all, who is he in Golus with? He's in Golus with us. This is what the Maggid taught when he taught Kol Retzveh, Hisigua Bein HaMitzarim, that the king is outside of his palace, that he's on the run, and we can find him. He would say that it's much easier to be Zeichet to Madrigus of Ruach HaKodesh now in Golus than it was in Eretz Yisrael with the Beis HaMikdash. Because the king is amongst us now. The Melech is Besada. The whole attitude of Melech Besada in Elul is just a takeoff of the Melech Besada in Tammuz and Av. And in Rosh Hashanah, we invite him back home and we build a sukkah for him. We rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. As we know, Rosh Hashanah is Gematria Beis HaMikdash. But we welcome him back to his palace in Rosh Hashanah. Even at our own expense, although we will not be zeichet to the Madrigas anymore. We won't have that closeness, but it's worth us for us that the king should have a Kavadika palace, that he should be back where he belongs. Even if we can't have that Shaykhis. Of course, we don't lose out on that. We'll never lose out. But in Chitzonius, it's a mysterious nefesh to send the king back to his palace, to welcome him home. But we're willing to give up on these days of closeness because we know what's coming to us is much greater closeness. And the same thing is true with this generation which will greet Mashiach, that although that the Kadosh Baruch Hu seems very, very far from us, and the Tzar HaShechina is getting more of a Tzar each year which goes by, nevertheless we're coming closer and closer to the Geula because there's a Simcha that the Melech is close. And as the Tzar becomes more unbearable, and it becomes more of a matzav of Yush Chas V'Shalom, he comes closer and closer to us. And our Simcha intensifies. And so therefore, obviously, we have a lot to look forward to. It's a mahalach in life that a Jew needs to know that whenever he's in a difficulty, personally, Hashem Yisbarach, the Shechina comes closer to him. And he gives him a nechama. So we're at this time of Tisha B'Av that we've made it through the first part of Tisha B'Av, that there's a certain Avelis, we're Misabil on the Golas HaShechina. And we have the Siyata B'Shemayim saying the Kinos. And we gave the Shechina Nechama by doing so. And now it's the Shechina's turn to give us a Nechama. The Shechina says to us, I'm with you in your Golas, I'm with you in your Tzar. And we're sitting here at the oil of the Rebbe that he dedicated his whole life to ending the Tzar of Yidden. And to bring a Mashiach Tzidkenu. All the tzaddikim lived their life like that. That they were never Mashiach Das from the Tzar Shechina, and also for the Kesher, for the Dvekas, for the Shechina Kleisha who lived in their midst, from coming here, and the Chas of the tzaddikim who reside here, and the Chas of speaking the Torahs and the lives of the tzaddikim, to be Zeicha to see with our own eyes. The ending of the Tzar Shechina to welcome Hashem back to his palace together with Am Sganz by Israel. Shuv Hashem Etzion. Amen.